not going to be planted there.
On Horticulture Weekly, I'm keeping you updated with what Dovercourt Club members have been up to and what they're learning in the teaching garden. Every week, we explore gardening, environmental science, and agriculture. I'm your host, Emily. The days are getting shorter in the teaching garden. While some of our greens and root vegetables are still in the ground, most of the crops have been taken in and the dirt has been cleared out and mixed up for next year. That means it's harvest festival time. Normally, we'd invite the whole neighborhood in for a tour, sharing the autumn bounty with friends, parents, and newcomers. We're pretty well known for putting on a good party, both at the harvest festival and its spring counterpart. But what does the harvest festival mean during a pandemic? We wanted to preserve as much of what makes the festival awesome as we could. Cooking was out, as it was inviting people not a part of the club to participate and buy our harvest. But crafts, sports, and Halloween-y spirit were still on the table. Kids often don't have enough opportunity to run around these days, as COVID restrictions make outdoor play at school riskier. So we knew we wanted to start our harvest festival with some active play. To do that, we set up a jack-o'-lantern Olympics, where all the activities involved orange balloons decorated to look like jack-o'-lanterns. Members ran around in activities from gaga ball to balloon volleyball to just seeing how long they could keep a balloon above their head, a particular favorite of our younger group. Of course, we planned the old Dovercourt standby, painting mini pumpkins. While carving pumpkins is a classic, it's also a little risky for small hands. So instead, we let our members express themselves with acrylic paint. We ended up with a beautiful rainbow of pumpkins, most of which went home, but some of which stayed to decorate the club in the weeks ahead. While we had a few leftover pumpkins, none of them went to waste. Our very smallest members, the daycare tots, got to experiment with scooping the ribbing and seeds out of pre-halved pumpkins. The tots had a lovely time playing with the pumpkin goop inside, and they also learned why we were doing it, to save pumpkin seeds so that we could have our own tiny pumpkin crop next year. Finally, we took advantage of our smaller numbers to run an activity we couldn't possibly do in a normal year, making tiny graveyards with little ghost plants. The Grape Dopetalum is a succulent with pale leaves shaped exactly like spooky sheet ghosts. When you pluck off one of the leaves, it can put down roots into the soil and grow a tiny new plant in as little as a few weeks. So, for our final activity, we had our members pluck leaves off a Grape Dopetalum, decorate them to look like ghosts, and lay them down in a little plant graveyard, complete with a tiny gravestone. Now, all they have to do is wait for the creepy red roots to start growing, and their graveyard is complete. We circulated the age cohorts through the Harvest Festival separately for COVID safety, which meant that we actually had three smaller festivals. Some of the groups focused more on the physical activities, and some were more excited about the crafts. Some of the groups were quiet, and some were loud and excited. But no matter how they chose to enjoy the festival, they all had fun. The pandemic can be difficult for kids, especially when it means disrupting comforting routines or much-loved traditions. So while it can be tricky to update traditions and celebrations safely, the Harvest Festival shows that it's definitely 100% worthwhile. And that's it, friends. I really hope you enjoyed learning about Dovercourt Club's teaching garden. Thank you for tuning in today, and join us next week for another exciting episode. Please follow us on social media at Dovercourt Kids, and sign up for our emailing list on our website to stay up to date about programs. P.S. Our after-school program will be back.